Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Degen Dads Podcast, live every single Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I don't know why I say Eastern Time when we're both not Eastern Time, but I feel like that's just the standard.
More Americans understand, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
on the West or East Coast.
I'm Chris Coffey, joined by my co-host Kyle Wilson. What's up today, Kyle?
Man, there's a lot of news today. You know, first of all, I guess Trump's like signing an executive order like right off the rip this morning that's going to allow crypto into 401ks. So that's like super big news. Like that's mega bullish. I mean, you're talking about like grinding upwards like forever, especially like Bitcoin. Like, man, good times. You know, ETH's looking good. There's a lot of like bullish things we're going to discuss today. And we're also going to be participating in some of these platforms that, for fun. We did like a pack rip on Fidgetals. We're probably going to do that again. And a couple other things that Chris has lined up on Abstract. And yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, I got a couple of leverage trading things lined up for us. We're going to be actually leverage trading while on live today because that's the hot new thing that everybody's doing. Hence the title, Hyperliquid taking a share of Solana, as well as just some fun games that we're going to play that are also involve some leverage. Before all that, let's just go ahead and start off with
16K though. And then Hyperliquid,
you said, share. You said ETH was looking good. Is it looking like 16K good?
What did I just stare like that? that's what ETH looks like right now. It's like juicy, at least according to Tom Lee from Funstrat. He's calling for 16K ETH. He's actually really calling for more. I went in and I looked at a couple clips from the Bankless interview on their podcast, and it was pretty dope, man. He was talking about ETH could be a solid, like one of the best, like Nvidia type plays for the next 10 to 15 years. And even Paul Barron, he was like talking about, you know, how early we actually are to Ethereum and how it's like owning, like it's like similar to the internet. And I agree. Like I've always said, like having Ethereum and some other blockchains that I really like, but we'll just keep it to Ethereum right now, is it's like owning a piece of the internet because it like helps run the blockchain. Everybody wants to participate. It's going to continue to, even if it's slow, it's still like a good thing because it's always worked. It's like never broke down. Gas sucks on it. We all know that, but they've been incrementally upgrading and it's very decentralized. And that's security-wise, very good for companies like from Wall Street that want to, you know, host their stables on there or help secure the network and earn staking, like Larry Fink, for example, one of the most powerful individuals in the entire planet, wants to do Ethereum staking. So for his ETF specifically. So that spells a lot of bullish signs for Ethereum to maybe even outperform Bitcoin, not only this year, but maybe even next year, but we'll see. I mean, these are all like hypotheticals, theories. Tom Lee's even calling for Ethereum to maybe even become the number one crypto long-term. But again, these all have to play out 10 to 15 years out. He's thinking in decades and not simple like short-term years. And I think like whoever is the internet of crypto is going to be one of the biggest players, of course, in the entire world. So yeah.
I do think his 16K prediction was in a fairly short time frame, though. Like, I think it was like within the next like 12 months.
Yeah, I think so.
which is still like hyper bullish. And before we actually like play the clip, if you guys haven't seen it, we'll play it in just a minute. One of the things he brought up was, by the way, Tom Lee is a financial analyst for Fundstrat. I forgot the full name of the company. I don't have it in front of me right now. But big time Wall Street guy who like people who in traditional finance typically respect. And they basically, one of the things that he brought up when making this prediction was basically if we went back to all time highs of 2021 of what do you call it when it's compared to Bitcoin? What's that chart?
The dominance.
The BTCD. Yeah, the dominance. If dominance was back at the same levels as 2021, ETH would be 16K right now. That was one of the things that he argued in his clip on CNBC. But, you know, there's a lot of ifs there. Like, we do have a lot more institutional adoption. I mean, we show the inflows pretty much every week. We could show them again today. Like, there's billions of dollars coming in to Ethereum. So that kind of solidifies his case a little bit. But also, there's a lot more competitors now versus 2021. Like, 2021, it was basically Bitcoin, ETH. And then, like, you had, like, you know, Doge, or, like, you did have Avalanche. Like, I know there's a lot of things there, Polkadot, but it was mainly, like, Bitcoin and ETH. Like, those were the two top dogs. Now, I feel like with more people being on-chain, a lot more people than in 2021, it is a little bit more, like, people are stretched out. So, I do feel like dominance compared to one other token, like, again, comparing Bitcoin and ETH is a little hard metric to use right now because there's so many other options. But
yeah, I think from his perspective, he's looking at it, Bitcoin, he still thinks Bitcoin's going to obviously do well, even possibly, I think he said $1 million, like long run. But I think he's looking at Ethereum more like the internet of like, that's going to underpin a lot of financial institutions. And it's going to be good either way, honestly, like if you're an altcoin maxi, and maybe you're a retail investor, that's good for us because altcoins are going to pump like irregardless, because when you have like the two dominant players in Bitcoin and Ethereum, especially Ethereum going up, that's like a bullish signal for altcoins. And there's a lot of good beta plays out there, like even Arbitrum, that is a good beta play for Ethereum. Its market cap's a lot lower. That's a good opportunity. Even freaking Robinhood's using Arbitrum and launching their own chain off of Arbitrum. And then, yep. Yeah, like you said, Avalanche is off, obviously, like a little bit more techy, but for businesses, it makes a lot of sense to use Avalanche because you can own your own layer one. So I think a lot of businesses are going to naturally want to have their own layer one. They'll be still multi-chain. Multi-chain is the future, but I think that Avalanche makes a lot of sense to be like that home base of where your own layer one is at. So I think they're going to be one of the like clear winners, like, and you know, it might take a couple years for them to be like a top clear winner and be known like mainstream, but that those are all good options for sure. And there's other good options too, like obviously Solana can't be, you can't like mention all this stuff without Solana as well. So
yeah,
we're gonna, but Ryan, Hyperliquid,
give us some waves.
Yo, what up, Ryan? What up? Oh, I took it down, there he is. So yeah, we are also live on Kick too. So you know, we're testing the waters over there, and it's been pretty good for a lot of crypto streamers. So you know, be sure to hit us over there on Kick to give us some support. That'd be much appreciated. But yeah, man, do we want to roll those clips of Tom, Mr.
Yeah,
Tom
let's
Lee?
Go, and then let's go ahead and roll those clips.
And then we'll roll on over to Hyperliquid, taking a lot of like market share away from top dominant players like Solana.
Yep. Let's check it. Let me know if you can hear it fine.
Here we go. Yeah, you got a screen share on this one. On this screen, Chris. We got to get Chris. Oh, wait. How do you get us on the side? Like this. There we go.
There we go. We're close enough.
But then this is like not big enough. How do you make let's it just bigger?
Let, I can hear. Oh, what the heck?
Oh wait, here this we go.
There we go. We're there.
We're learning on the fly, baby.
Still warming up. GM Duke, GM. So this is what Tom Lee had to say. Let me know. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear it, Kyle.
cents to a dollar worth of every day. Turned it up though.
Interesting. I mean, when I think about strategy, it is really kind of, it's the whale in the Bitcoin market just because they have been buying up so much Bitcoin. So if Bitmine is taking a similar approach to Ethereum, where do you see prices for Ether going?
Well, I looked at some research from Sean Farrell, who's our head of digital asset strategy, and he put out a presentation about Ethereum today. So he thinks the ratio of Ethereum to Bitcoin could go back to its 2021 highs, which is about 0.14. That would value Ethereum today at around 16,000, and it's currently 3,700. So he's just saying Bitcoin ratio versus ETH, let's get back to where it was 5 years ago, which makes sense because it's a better story today than it was in 2021. And that gets you, you know, close to 16,000. So it's adding about 80 cents to a dollar worth.
It's undervalued, basically.
Yeah, it's undervalued if you take the dominant scale. But that, I mean, that's just from this single argument. Like, obviously, there's a lot more. Don't you have a separate clip from Bankless?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and roll that. But let me see if you can hear this first.
I think the upside case for ETH is actually higher.
All right, let me crank the volume on this baddie.
Camera's in the way.
Here, then let's say, I think the upside case for ETH is actually higher than, let's say, Bitcoin did 100x. You know, could Ethereum do 100x? I think that could happen because there is probably a significant probability that Ethereum could flip Bitcoin as well in terms of.
Dude, a lot of statements right there, man. And this is Bankless, so this is directly speaking to crypto people.
They could have lived without the emotion soundtrack in the back.
Look at their faces when he says that, though. They're like, dang, man, like what? But yeah, this is on the Bankless pod. So shout out to the Bankless crew. But let's go ahead and continue to roll the clip and see if we can capture. Or I think he finishes this little statement.
The network value, Tom. Welcome back to Bankless.
Well, I guess that's kind of it. I mean, we could go in. This thing's like an hour long, so we're not going to roll all of that. But yeah, pretty crazy stuff, man. So he's talking about this being early, how Ethereum could be the next like big play for like literally 10 to 15 years. I like that time horizon a lot better than this short-term prediction stuff. I think that's pretty exciting. I do think Ethereum's going to perform really well. Especially if the SEC's ruling, like they just ruled the other day, like, hey, Ethereum, like liquid staking in Solana, like that doesn't fall under our purview. And so that's going to be pretty much like getting wrapped up here pretty soon. All that's really needed is like those final approvals for like liquid staking for ETFs as well. Dude, once that happens, like, and then you have these 401ks like being locked in, adding part of people's 401k is like, dude, that's powerful stuff. You're talking about unlocking the entire US economy, like literally connecting that into, plugging that into crypto, the top coins, especially like American coins that like the on the US charts. Like I think those will do really well. Like there's a whole list on like CoinMarketCap of you know, US made coins.
This is the actual statement from the SEC talking about the liquid staking, and basically just the first line is highlighted. And this division view that liquid staking activities, as defined below, is connecting with protocol staking, do not involve the offer and sell of securities. So just making sure I had this right, this is basically just saying like where if there's any sort of fear about staking for passive income, like the SEC saying it's cool, you can do that.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's just like one step short of them saying like it's a green light. But I think they have like a couple final things to say about it and approvals, official approvals. But yeah, it's basically like giving the green light. And so this is like teeing up for a massive like opportunity. So again, we're at the very beginning stages of a huge giant wealth transfer. So yeah, this is like one of these times to be locked in, and like, don't lose sight. Cause this is like one of the most important times in history right now happening before our eyes.
Yeah. Also, if liquid staking is legal, then you'll be able to, there was the other thing about being able to stake through your ETFs as well. like that's going to go hand in hand. So people are going to be able to stake their ETF investments. I don't know, man. I just like, so I sent this to my financial advisor, who's like, not anti crypto, but he's also not like pro crypto. He's like, he might even be listening to this. I sent him one of our previous podcasts, but he was asking me for like use case, like why should he care about crypto? And this is actually, I sent him this, and his response was like, well, there's other things that offer yield. I actually was like super busy and I couldn't get back with him after that. But like, I don't know if there's anything comparable in traditional finance that offers you this kind of yield. Like with, like if you take in like the risk and the yield, like you, there's no dividends that are going to pay you 4% on top of being a growth dividend as well, right? Like there, like you're not just, you're getting the growth stock and you're getting the high dividend stock, but you're getting a very high version.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Both. Right. And in my opinion, right? Like, I don't, am I wrong on that? Like, it's been since like 2020 since I've really been into stocks, but like,
yeah, I mean, I just, all you're going to have to do is hold those ETFs, and then like BlackRock, once, you know, if, for example, like BlackRock's pushing the SEC to unlock this liquid staking, the staking, because like that is going to drive value back to their ETF holders. So all an ETF holder needs to do is just hold their ETF, and they get the benefits of BlackRock securing the network while they just hold an ETF. So they get the upside of Ethereum going up, they get the upside of like the staking, and then they get the upside of just the growth in general from the ETF, like you said. So there's like three big solid upsides. The only downside is over time, this getting over leveraged in the short term dips. But being that we're so early, like this is pretty significant. Like this is very, very bullish. And if you want a cheat sheet, you can actually hop on over to CoinGecko. They actually have a top made in USA coins by market cap. A lot of these will end up having ETFs, and some already do, like Solana and some other ones. I know Avalanche, I think Kadera's even been mentioned. Chainlink's been mentioned in a White House paper about crypto. So you can see some of these like US made coins. I think some of these top like 10 or whatever like are going to do really well. Maybe perhaps not like all of them. Litecoin just been hanging around for years. It's hilarious. They're kind of like, I don't know if they're actually made in the US. They just say that they were because they can get on this list. So like passed protocol or really passed Ondo, or actually Aptos has been one of those ones. It's been iffy over the years, but just because they had leadership like change ups. But you can see some of them are pretty good. I mean, Pingu, a meme coin, like I think that one's going to continue to do well just with Luka Nets and what they have going on. But
I actually think Near has a lot of upside. Like I have zero of it, but if I was like trying to get exposure to something outside of like the top 10, but in the top 50, like Near like really executes like AI into their blockchain itself. I can't really go into the details because like I don't know all of it, but like at like a 3 billion, is that what it was? Whatever it was, like compared to some of these others, like I don't know, man. And then it's got the unit bias of only being $2.58. Again, I own zero of it. I actually own everything above it almost. I own Polkadot, I own Uniswap, I own Avalanche. I don't own any Litecoin. But yeah, we got Buddy saying 100x ETH would be bananas here for it. GM dudes, GM Buddy, GM. Spin said, Pingu, damn, I had to buy some. Yeah, I have, thankfully, I've been having the Diamond Hand my Pingu because it gives you an abstract multiplier for XP. So I've been just kind of like chilling on the multiplier. So like I'm not going to sell my Pingu. I don't care if it 5x is right now because I'm using it for the multiplier. Dude, as we're talking right now, you could have kept that up. I'll share mine though, but freaking Ethereum's at 3,800 again, dude. I would love to see it push above 4K on this push. This will be the first 4K push in the 2025. Let's see. No, wait, hold on. Did it hit 4K? Yeah, this will be the first 4K push in 2025. It hasn't been above 4K since December of 2024. So, and then, I mean, what's to stop it if we break through 4K here to, you know,
yeah,
getting back
into
previous all-time highs?
Yeah, I mean, if it breaks through that, it could be very much in price discovery mode, which yeah. It appears that could well happen. So another thing I wanted to share as well is the price prediction market. Oops, I unshared mine and then, okay, there we go. Price prediction market has fluctuated significantly to the upside of that the Fed is almost at 80% chance of a 25 base points decrease. It's fluctuating around, you know, 79-78%. So that's significant. A lot of people think they're going to cut rates early as next month, and then of course October has also skyrocketed. So a lot of people, I mean, these are pretty good odds, man. Polymarket is usually pretty spot on because people are betting with their money on here. So this is a pretty significant indicator. And Bostic, one of the, I think he's like the Atlanta Fed chair, said that like they want to see more data before September but he did say that they, in his mind, want to cut at least once this year. So yeah, you're starting to see some of these Fed chairs like step up and start talking about rate cuts in a more dovish way. So yeah, this could lead to an eventual, like obviously an altcoin boom. So people that are selling in August, man, you got to stay plugged in. And especially like our podcast where we talk about this stuff, these updates that are happening live, like every day. Like these are very important things to pay attention to. Cause if you sold your altcoins now and next month there's a boom and it like kicks off the golden bull run, the golden age of crypto, then like you did yourself a disservice. So yeah, this is pretty significant news. Now, will it happen? That's the big if, right? So the Fed is known for changing their mind as well. So
yeah, I have a full bookmark folder. I don't know. I think it's kind of, okay, I know I have one in there, but we had like one small dip and my whole timeline was like, I called the top, I told you guys to sell. It's over, you know, you should have sold, blah blah blah. And I have like a whole folder dedicated to bears that were right one day out of the 365 days. And so
all right, swerving into this next topic is going to be Hyperliquid, and we can actually even see some activity here around Ethereum. So you can see a couple things like transitioning from Ethereum to Hyperliquid, since Hyperliquid seems to be taking some market share from Solana, or at least top names. We've seen Ansem, you know, move from Solana to Hyperliquid, at least talking about it a lot more. But top bridged net flows, Ethereum right here leading the way, top stable coin supply has shot up as well the last 24 hours to 462 million. So again, a lot of activity on Ethereum. Hyperliquid is dominating on fees. This is just the last 24 hours. It continues to dominate. You can see Ethereum's even at number three, Solana at like a almost like a distant almost number four. So yeah, Hyperliquid's been, I mean, there's been a lot of people talking about it. I think it was maybe Van Eck was saying that like they had like a lot of market share due to the perps and how easy it is to trade. So yeah, this is what I would say, kind of a consumer app, right? It's like some sort of consumer app that is made easy for people to go in and leverage trade and things like that. So you continue to see Hyperliquid dominate. There's a couple apps being built over there that are pretty cool that I've seen, you know, from automated trading strategies to AI apps and Lamboland dropping his like DeFi app over there. So there's still a lot of bullish things happening on Hyperliquid. So Solana, yeah, they need to continue to push their products. You know, like Jupiter, their big dog. Jupiter needs to continue to innovate to keep Solana up there. So it's kind of like a battle of the apps this cycle, in my opinion. So whoever's got the best apps, I think is going to win. And that's that, man.
It doesn't help that like the co-founder of Solana, actually, I think the founder, totally. Here, let me share this. And get this one down. So yeah, the founder of Solana said, like, basically just trashed meme coins and NFTs. I said this for years, meme coins and NFTs are digital slop and have no intrinsic value, like mobile games or loot boxes. People spend $150 billion a year on mobile gaming. Basically, you know, slamming his foundations, right? Like Solana would be nothing. Solana would be $1 per token if it wasn't for meme coins and NFTs. You know, like I'm obviously being a little dramatic there, but it wouldn't be no freaking $300-something like it hit in January because the president launched a meme coin on Solana. Like it would be nothing without meme coin and NFTs. So for the founder just to call it slop, I mean, somebody said, I don't know, man. Like that'd be like, you know, as Vin brought up Vivi, he said, yeah, good old Kyle Wilson, welcome back to Vivi both. That'd be like David Yu saying, yeah, that'd be like David Yu saying digital collectibles are garbage. You know, like, why would you like, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. And I feel like that was totally, it was what Tolly was doing here. So you have that aspect of it. And I will say that this has been a good week for meme coins, but the last like month, you've had more opportunity with leverage trading than you have with memes. So a lot of these degens that were trying to buy these like 10K market cap, you know, coins are instead degening 10, 20X leverage on majors or even on larger meme coins. And so, yeah, basically the risk tolerance just moved over. The on-chain activity moved over from Solana to Hyperliquid. In my opinion, I think that's a pretty clear.
And it's like, why spend hours and days and weeks and months in the trenches risking significant amounts of capital that might it's super high risk. Why do that when you can literally just hop on over to Hyperliquid and just leverage trade a major that you know is going to do well and you have significant upside? So that's like what a lot of degens have been asking themselves lately. And that's why we're starting to see a shift over from like the pump funds to a Hyperliquid, because it's like we're so early in the golden cycle. Why would I bet on these like memes that have no value and the devs will rug it like the next day, you know, or at least that's the risk potential. Or I could just leverage trade on a major that I know is going to do well. So that's what.
So let's do it. Let's leverage trade a major. Let's leverage trade a major. I'll do it right now.
Let's do it.
So let me share this instead. I got to share a separate screen. So just so you kind of see what you're talking about, and people are going to be listening to this, I'm well aware. So just know that right now what we're doing on screen, I'll try to also like talk through it for people that are listening and not watching. We're just going to show you like leverage trading a major. I am using Wasabi. I started using Wasabi like on like Blast, and then they went and adopted Solana and Base and even Barrachain. Solana has, or Wasabi has supported my personal content. They're not a sponsor of this podcast. So, you know, I'm just going to use them. I actually made a video comparing them and Hyperliquid pretty recently. And it's like extremely close in like fees and all that. But I'm just to kind of give you an example of what we mean by leverage. So right now, you can see I'm using USDC and I have my USDC loaded, and then I have Solana. So let's just do, I'm not going to do any TA on this just because like it's more so about like kind of showing you. So I'm just going to do like a leverage position. If I wanted to, I could short this or I could long this. So if I 10X longed Solana here with $100, that would be like me buying $1,000 a spot. Now, the obviously with that pro, there comes like I could also lose the entire $100 if it goes down, you know, X amount percent. So yeah, I could lose
prices right there. I can't see it's cut off though a little bit.
It is a little cut off. Let me see if I can customize this a little bit. That did not help at all. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe this will be the last thing I can't see when it does that.
Yeah, do you have an ultra wide? It always looks like you have an ultra wide.
I do have an ultra wide, but I don't have it on ultra wide. Here, that helped a little bit. Okay, yeah. Sweet. So yeah, you can see if Solana goes to 156 and I open this position, boom, I'm done. Like this position is liquidated. So I lose the whole $100. Also, for every 1% that it goes down, that's like me losing 10%, you know? So there's a lot of risk here. But if you're a degen, you're just like, I mean, you could turn $1,000 at 10x leverage and into $10,000. Now I have a $10,000 position in Solana. You know, you see how like the risk reward is there. But yeah, let's go ahead and just do a $100 position. And I'm going to leave this position up all week. If I lose it, I lose it, whatever. This is actually a bad time to long because it like literally just broke out a little bit. But I don't know. Do you have an opinion on this position? Should I strategically short, long? What do you think?
So it looks like it's kind of forming a bull flag scenario setup on the fly. Looking at this is only the 5-minute chart. I usually chart on the larger time frames, but yeah. If I'm looking for like a big, like at least for entries, right? So I'll look for an entry on the long time frames and then enter on the lower ones to get like more of an exact approach. But it does looks like it's in an uptrend currently. This is the 1-hour chart. It's forming lower. It's like lower highs or lower lows. I mean, so it looks like it's uptrending in a good way. This could be a good potential spot considering that like September might right around the corner might be a good spot to get in. So it might be some volatility till September, but people could be front running this market a little bit this month.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So, for that reason, this could look like a good, possibly good entry right here. It did look like it hit off of that. It's like right around there, around that previous like dump off from the 20th.
Yeah, I see that.
So it looks rejecting off of that, but it could just keep going up and blow past that.
Yeah, well, we're just gonna go for it. I'll probably set a stop loss later, but I'll leave this position open for next live. So I have to like confirm my wallet password. And so give me just a second.
You could see a V shape. It kind of looks like it wants to do a V shape recovery back into like the 190 level, but it's got to hit that. It's got to get up to 180 first, where it looks like it might have some volatility around 180.
Now, obviously, if you're actually doing these, you're going to want to like take a lot more time on planning your exit and entry. I'm playing around with $100 right here at 10x leverage. All right. You can see it's already opened and it will show you it just opened. It's going to be more volatile. So it's probably going to say down or up, you know, more percent just because of the open. All right. I'm down 1%. Let's go, baby. So you can see my entry price was 170. 83. The current price is 170.65, so it's like barely changed. And yeah, my liquidation price is 156.90. So that means if Solana goes to 156.90, you guys pour one out for me because I lose all $100 that I just put down. But you know, for again, every 1% that this goes up, that's like 10% to me. So we'll see how this position goes. I will probably set a stop loss, you know, just like it's always good to set a stop loss. You can say, hey, I want to lose 10%. I would only lose $10, 25%, $25, 50%, $50. You could do that. Again, keep in mind that these percentages are magnified by the leverage. So that's kind of what we, you know, when you hear about leverage all the time, but you might not see it as much. That's what leverage looks like in real time. It's really not as scary. Dude, I was scared of leverage, and you should be scared of leverage. You could lose a lot. You could lose a lot by being an idiot. And like a lot of people, again, they full send their whole bag. Oh, dude, this is a perfect time to actually talk about this. Let me, I got to share this. So this guy did this. He risked a lot, but he did it in a good way. I don't know if you saw Min opened up a $750,000 leverage long on Ethereum. He's a content creator.
Yeah, you're talking about Min Dynasty.
Dynasty,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. He did it during the huge dip where he's probably up like, I don't know, 60 grand now. But he did this during the dip of when Trump sent the nukes via the submarines. And just to kind of explain again, like how he, like, it's not like he spent $700,000 of his own money to do this. He longed ETH at 30x leverage. Let's see if we can do this here.
30x.
Oh, yeah. What? So ETH, or so, I'm sorry, 20x. So ETH 20x.
Still 20.
The size was 137 ETH, which means 20 divided by that. So really only like 7 ETH-ish. Yeah, around 7 ETH. And yeah, so his position size at this point was 500,000. He later added more leverage to this position. But dude, his entry price was 3,489. So right now, Ethereum is at 3,800. So I would love to see where he's at right now, because to my knowledge, he kept this open. So he's probably up 50 to 60 grand in a couple of days off of 7 ETH. Wild. Which 7 ETH is like $25,000. So again, while it sounds, you know, simple, he still risked like 25 grand, because I mean, he probably had stop losses. So realistically, you know, obviously things can be worded certain ways for like clicks and views and stuff. Realistically, he probably had a stop loss in there. So he probably was willing to lose $5,000 to $10,000 on this, which very easily could have happened, because the market's so volatile, and that was during a potential nuclear war, you know, or whatever. So, but he took a risk and it paid off. So, you know, a little round of applause for Min putting his money where his mouth is. A lot of these content creators don't, you know, they just yap about things and don't actually like take the risk. So I respect him for it. This is more risk than I would take, but yeah, stuff too. Yeah. And you could see this. So in the same night that he opened this, he was up $5,000. And then within like an hour of that, he was down $1,300. So you could just feel the emotions of like, oh, should I just taken the $5,000? And just ran.
Right.
Oh gosh, now I'm underwater at 1300. You know, what do I do? You know, it's like, it's easy to look at this from the outside in and just be like, oh yeah, you do. I don't know. But like actually thinking about the emotions there, you can't have emotions doing this.
Right. Yeah. And it has to be like a small, like it basically, the rule is that you want to have a small portfolio, that like a small percentage of it, right? Not the whole enchilada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you have $25,000 to your name, you don't need to put it all in leverage in hopes to do this.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
So, dude, props to him for that, though.
Wow, man.
Do you want to go ahead and do the little road tracing game? It still talks about leverage, or while we're on the leverage topic.
I don't have that one pulled up, but I can try to get the sign in. Yeah, we can roll over to that one.
So this is a fun little game on Abstract. It does not take long at all. Oh gosh, do I need to buy this thing?
Let's make it bigger.
The whole reason that I even have this pulled up is because it's I should be able to I'll buy whatever I need.
Wants to recharge.
Yeah, I haven't played in a while. I don't know why it needs to recharge right now. And I'm probably gonna have to authentify this. Yeah, I do. Give me just a second.
We're ready to raise some roaches. Maybe I can try to tune into this. Let's see. I'd have to bridge though. I might have some funds, I think, over there.
So this is also plays around with leverage, but in a fun, like, gamified way. What the heck? Hold on, I'm having some issues actually getting started. Bro, I just want to, like, race. Where's the tweet, upvote, follow? I don't want to invite. I want to.
I bought a roach for free.
For what? About to buy 100 of these just because, like, surely that's
I'm locked in.
Are you already racing?
It says wait for a lap to finish. Yeah, yeah, I'm racing right now.
Let me see. Dude, how? Yeah, I'm like stuck here, man. I don't know. It's been a while since I played, but change the thumper.
No,
what does that mean?
I have no idea how to play.
Okay, we'll just use yours. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me move us.
What do I do?
You see at the bottom right where it says longer, short?
Yeah.
When you're actually racing, you just got to do it in real time, and it's correlated with the real time price.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen. Okay, yeah, yeah. I remember now.
There are some people that, like, run TA on, like, another screen to try to follow it.
That's hilarious.
All right, yeah, so do you want to, you think he's going to go up or down? And the longer you hold it, the more speed you get.
No!
Oh my god. Bro, you just got destroyed.
No. I got wrecked.
You just got demolished.
Poor only Benjamin. Up. Dude, I'm getting destroyed. I'm so nervous because it's my first time. Dang it, it didn't count for me.
I wonder if we can play together.
What?
Pump it.
What? It's rigged.
It's like right before the finish line too.
Man, that ain't fair. Now I see why people have TA pulled up on another chart.
Yeah. Hey, you got something though.
Oh! As soon as I put in the up, it goes, it's shooting down. Bro.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. End it. End it.
That's hilarious because it's like actually tied to the. Oh, it's on BTC right now. I just realized that. It's sometimes on ETH.
Come on.
Oh, I
baby.
See you playing, I think. Wait, where are you at?
Better watch out, roaches. Someone for your jugular. No! Oh gosh, no! No! Bro. Oh my gosh. I totally lost. But you get points for playing this. What? I wonder what. I guess you have to recharge and then buy more. So I kind of see the revenue model here. Which one are you?
Dude, I'm still trying to get in. I think I just finished, though.
Get in there, baby. Get in the mix, baby.
Oh, yeah, I can go to race now. All right, I'm coming. Might have a variety of sounds here. Let's make sure mine doesn't go through.
Dude, I'm just getting wrecked on this game. I'm glad this isn't I'm glad this isn't like real money.
After this lap finishes, I'm in. I'm calling Change Ping the Thumper or something. I don't know.
About to pull up a freaking trading view chart. Not fair. Not fair, Bitcoin.
I think I'm in your race, dude.
Stop being stupid, Bitcoin.
You're Benjamin the something.
Oh, I'm about to pull up a chart, bro. This is not cool. I'm about to pull up a Bitcoin chart.
Oh, I'm on ETH. That's weird.
It defaults.
I guess you get to select. Yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, it's breaking through. But I'm looking at a day chart over here. Up only.
Yeah, this game, it really teaches you how to cut your losses.
Oh. No. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna win my first race. I'm doing like really good. Dude, ETH is going crazy. Oh, I won my first race.
No, bro, no.
I won my first race by a lot. That's crazy.
Come on, come on.
I don't.
That guy's zooming. That guy's zooming, bro. If I don't close it, I can't run slower, suckers.
Dude, I'm getting so lucky on this. ETH is like tanking right now.
Is it?
I mean, according to this game.
Oh my gosh. Every time I open this position, it's like Bitcoin traders are watching my stream and I like dump it. So Kyle,
that's what it is.
Look at this. Look how bad. Look how bad it. Is Bitcoin really moving like crazy like that? That's crazy right now.
It's probably just like insane leverage right now. Like this is probably like 100x.
Yeah. People are shorting and 100x like short.
Yeah, ETH keeps going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Dude, Bitcoin's moving wild today. It looks like it's going to go back up significantly, though, today. If it keeps pumping like that. Come on. Can't believe it, dude. I can't believe it. Now Bitcoin doesn't want to move as soon as I open that.
Yeah, it's like long, dude. Steady.
It's just gonna wait till the next game.
All right, how do I exit out of this thing, man? I'm
at least I didn't get last.
Do you have to like keep going until you like finish or?
Yeah.
Like the, how many laps are there?
I think it's just a straight. I don't know how many laps.
Does it eventually just end?
How do I your missions to earn more? Gotta go to abstract slot.
Good gosh. I just got smashed, dude. Oh my gosh.
There we go. Trade.
I still have a myriad prediction that we can do. Let me try to finish this thing out.
All right. I still got money in Fidgetal App too.
You can go and start that. I'm trying to finish these roach races, man.
Is it USDCE? Is that what we need to buy?
For this game? I don't know. I just did it directly through the thing. It was like on add USDC, yeah, on abstract already.
Oh, there we go. That was pretty instant.
But yeah, we could probably move on to like the Fidgetals and the
Dude, I'm enjoying this game, man.
We can enjoy it off a stream.
I know. All right, I'll hop up. You said Fidgetals?
Do the Fidgetals, and then I'll do a myriad prediction, and we'll wrap it up.
All right, here we go. We're gonna try to get. We got $44. We're gonna try to. Where's the claw machine? There we go. Oh, for $5 more, I could try to get an elite. Should I up the ante on this stream?
It's up to you, man. I'm not gonna convince you to or not to.
A 0.53% chance of getting a $200 to $400 card.
Did you ever win the? You know how like last week you put in like a jackpot to win those cards. Did you ever win any?
Remember what I'm talking about? Oh yeah. I don't know.
I guess just like check your collection, see.
Yeah.
Or there's like notifications or something. Activity, maybe? I don't know. Inventory?
Like, I didn't win it. Look at this guy. List now. That's cool. It's got like how much you can collect out of these sets. Dude, there's so many sets in Pokemon, I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. There's just so much.
I know.
All right, let's go ahead. Auto sells low value cards. So we're going to open pack. Can you hear that?
Yep. Oh. Here we go.
We get baby. A Japanese yeah. 10.
Hey. I don't know what that thing is, dude. But you could sell it back for 22. Did it automatically sell it back? Or did you choose that?
A Hisuian Gudra.
Oh, yeah, know. Yeah. I know which Pokemon that is. A Gudra. It was like a water type. And I remember in the game, it like if you attack it with a water type attack, it would absorb it and it would heal it.
Yeah, it went. So I got like $21 back.
So you sold it back already?
Yeah, that's what it said. It sold it back automatically.
Okay, sick. Automatically, but like you didn't have any choice?
I selected that button, remember?
Oh, to where it auto sells?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to choose before.
All right, we're going to try. I'm going to try to actually do it a more expensive one. I'm a degen and whatever. So we sent that some USDC over. Actually, does it let me just send Solana? No, it says USDC. Okay. I'm going to refresh that real quick. $50, baby. Claw machine. All right. I think I'm going to keep. Should I keep the one just to keep it? I think I should keep it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 1%, so the odds are better. So scared. So scared, Chris.
So if you wanted to redeem this for the physical, you could?
I have no idea. We're degens. We don't know how it works. Actually, before I open that, it says for benefits. Redeem anytime, anywhere.
Wow, that's so cool.
All right, here we go. What did I get? Ooh, a Pinsir.
1999, bro. Hey, dude, it's worth more than the pack, right?
Nah, it just says sell for $29. I bought the pack.
What was it, the pack? The pack was 25, right? Or you bought
it? No, I did the 50 banger.
50, okay. That's still sick, though. The price, that's a click view details.
It's a 1999, too.
Let's see.
It's got that jungle. It's a jungle pack logo.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Dude, I had one of these. I had like multiple pincers when I was a kid.
As a streamer and a content creator, you could always like, if the ones that you do choose to redeem, like put them in the background of your setup, I feel like.
I'm going to keep that one. I'm going to list this one because I don't even know what this Pokemon even is.
Yeah, you got to keep the 1999 pincer. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's some nostalgia. Oh, platform fee. I should have listed it for less.
That was easy, though.
Yeah, it's just like, ding. Yeah, we're going to. But bit. We're just gonna do $11. How about that? Confirm listing. Easy as pie. Done, baby.
Ayo. Yeah, that actually was really easy.
Up there, amateur collector. We're coming out. We're working our way up. We're working our way up. Ooh, use. Ooh, here's a little referral.
There you go.
There you go.
Drop it in chat.
White shill.
Sweet.
It says, okay. Good to see you both. Building and having fun, guys. Hey, appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I want to show one more thing before we wrap up. I'll make this super quick.
Do it.
Here, let me. All right. I've been talking about Pomp for a while, how it just was pretty obvious that the founder like disappeared and was going to come back. These numbers aren't accurate, but you can see on the stream I was talking about it. I bought 175 right here, 175 right here. These were during stream I was talking about this. So I bought like 350, now about 400-ish. And I sold one clip at 646 today. And this is just like a really obvious play to me because, I mean, it like launched at $4 and down here was like max capitulation. Like we were pretty clear about like it's a pretty clear bottom. Like they do insane buybacks and the founder wasn't there for 2 weeks. So that was a good play. On top of that, this wasn't a called play, but memes have been heating up lately. You have Troll that like launched like forever ago, 1 year ago, and has basically just done like very minimal all this time. And then during this, like literally the last week of July, it kind of jumped up to like 40 million from like 15 million. So it's like, you know, a clean like 2-3x. And then literally just the last few days or in August, it went from 50 million to 100 or to 200 million. So 51, like a 4X from there. And you could do size with this. I never touched this. I wish I would have. But I think that there's going to be other opportunities like this. So we'll just see. I know Brainlit was one that like I actually day traded it yesterday. Nothing too crazy. But that was another one that's kind of like been at the bottom for a while. You can see I bought $168 worth yesterday. I sold $191 worth. So I didn't make much, but it was just in one, you know, trade or whatever. But yeah, I'm interested to see how many things do that. I know that a lot of it's calls by the founder of Pump Fun, Alan, basically specifically pumping certain tokens that like apparently supported. So Pump Fun literally posted this and you can see like Trolls in the background, Chill House, which is hilarious because it's a derivative and yet it's like going, you know, it's been going crazy. Like
taking over the actual one.
Well, the actual one, the freaking the artist is a bozo, so I don't blame him, but anyways.
I don't blame him.
I'd buy Chill House over Chill Guy because Chill Guy's artist is not a Chill Guy. So with all that being said, memes have been kind of hot lately. As you know, I've been in the Abstract memes, and those have been doing really well as well. Abstract is the chain launched by Pudgies, and I just feel like it has a lot of upside to it. Here, let me just pull up this one more thing. Proof of Eli does a pretty good job of keeping people up to date with what's going on in the eco. And he like usually posts like the top by market cap and individual tokens. And these are the top 20 coins by market cap on Abstract. Obviously, you have Pudgy that's like not even fair, basically, that's even on there. But yeah, you have Pudgy, it's at 2.2 bill. Abster's at 29 mil. So I think more realistic ones would be like Abster, like that 29 mil. And then Pengu's wife, Polly, which is at 10 mil. I don't own any of these, by the way. I do own a lot of these. But that would, you know, if any of these could do like the top three do, then you can see a clean 2 to 4x from all these. So just something to keep your eye on. Really easy to buy over Slingshot, but also easy to buy just over the Abstract portal that we were at earlier. You can literally just like swap directly through that. But with all that being said, I think that's really, you know, we've been live for about an hour. So thanks everybody that came through. Ryan, Duke, Buddy, Sven. And any final thoughts, Kyle?
Nah, that's it. That's a wrap, baby. Like, share, subscribe, right. Noties.
Yep, do all those things. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Peace out.
Two crypto nerds.